Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Adirondack Center for Writing is teaming up with Cafe Lena in Saratoga to present the Howl Story Slam on November 12th at 7:30 to 9 p.m. The storytelling competition is open to all participants. Storytellers take the stage to tell a true story in under 5 minutes. Judges, 2 to 3 audience members score the stories, and at the end of the night, a winner is announced. All winners are invited to the center's annual Grand Slam at the end of the year. This year's theme is Go Your Own Way, Stories of Roads Less Taken, Independence, Dancing to Your Own Tune, or Just Plain Old Getting Lost. There will be another Howl Story Slam at the Raquette River Brewing in Tupper Lake, New York, on November 18th. The Adirondack Center for Writing champions writers and readers of all backgrounds with workshops, residencies, and events that celebrate the power of words. To tell us more, we welcome Executive Director of the Adirondack Center for Writing, Natalie Thill. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks so much for having me.
It's wonderful to have you back. You were a part of our big broadcast in Lake Placid a bit ago, earlier in the fall, and it's a pleasure to have you back here and to talk about what's going on with the Adirondack Center for Writing. So thank you very much for joining us.
Well, I appreciate it.
So give us a sense of the event going on, of how this works through the Story Slam, because ultimately we're winding down of something that you've been working on for quite a while.
Yeah, so the Howl Story Slam, we're going on our 10th year, actually, but we do, every year is a season. And in the season, we'll have about 12 open mics, usually one a month, sometimes a couple of times a month. As you just said, we have 2 in November. And every winner from the open mic then gets invited to come to our Grand Slam. And the Grand Slam is a big deal. Last January, it was held in Saranac Lake, and we had 520 people attend. And these are storytellers from all over the North Country, which means we have an audience from all over the North Country. People drive hours. It's a lot of fun. And it's great to be a storyteller on the stage, but it's also great to be in the audience. And so, yeah, there's 2 more opportunities to qualify, one at Cafe Lena on the 12th and one in Tupper Lake. And it's very similar to The Moth, if you're familiar with that. That's a public radio program. And yeah, it's 5 minutes on a theme. Go Your Own Way is this theme. No notes, no props, and it's got to be true, at least true to you, which is, you know, a different story. I'm the youngest of 6 girls, and I can assure you that every one of my stories sounds a little differently than when a different sister tells me. But
yeah.
The story should be true to you. And the Cafe Lena is always a really great event, so I encourage people to come, even if you're not willing to tell a story, but to come and attend and listen to them. It's really just such a community-building event. You know, we really, sharing our stories is the most human thing we do, really, you know, when you think about it. Like, it's how people know us and how we're known, even to ourselves. So there are always these. They're fun, they're funny, they're touching, but I'd say that they're really also just incredibly human moments.
Sure.
The last one in Saratoga Springs, we had this really special moment where this woman was kind of hobbling up onto the stage, and her husband was standing next to her. And at first I was like, oh, here we go. Like, why is the husband there? Like, what's happening? And she starts telling the story about this was the first time she spoke publicly in years. She had suffered from a stroke, and she had been in the hospital for, you know, a month. And then her husband quietly corrects her, and he said, you were in the hospital for 9 months. And he said, you haven't spoken in 6 years. Like, her memory was so gone that he was supplying these sort of details for her story. And it was just such an amazing moment for everyone at Cafe Lena to just be witness to this extraordinary, not just her tale, but clearly the tale of both of them, you know, his journey too as her caregiver. And these are the kinds of things that just happen when people gather to tell stories. So I think the Howells are really a special event that I'm really excited to present.
And you had no idea that was coming. That was a surprise.
Oh, of course not. I was worried, truthfully, because like when the husband got up, I was like, oh boy, what's going to happen here? We have had in the time, like every once in a while, a spouse will yell from the audience, like, it didn't happen that way or something.
Always helpful.
But I was just worried, you know, I didn't know what to expect. But it was just such a, I'd say, you know, I love the Howells, and each one is really special. But that one at Cafe Lena, specifically for that moment, was. And I think when people share stories, even if it's at the dinner table or, you know, around a campfire, wherever storytelling happens, there are these moments that just happen because they're. You know, I think even the person who's telling the story start realizing things. I know I do. When I craft my stories, I always tell a story at every story slam. And, like, I'll have, let's say, a funny anecdote. I have this one story that's quite popular about what a disaster I was as a waitress. I was a really, really bad waitress. I spilled a lot of food on a lot of people. Mm. I am clumsier than you think would be normal. Like, it's not normal. I shouldn't have spilled so much food. And so forever, I would tell these anecdotes about how funny it was and blah, 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 spilling two glasses of Cokes over an old lady's head, like all these kinds of things. But then when I'm crafting my story, I was like, well, why was I such a wreck? Like, what was wrong with me? And then I realized, oh, it's because I was going through an identity crisis and these cowboys, it was at a cowboy bar, you know, saw me in a different way than I'd ever been seen before. And I was uncomfortable with it. And it made me nervous and it made me clumsy. And I wouldn't have realized that if I hadn't crafted my story. And we're told that all the time, that the process of crafting your story, whether it's at a Howell or another Adirondack Center for Writing event, like a writing workshop. We do a legacy writing workshop for older adults where they're asked to think about their lives and think about like what legacy they want to give to their families. And or even just 2 days ago, we did a high school writing retreat where hundreds of regional high schoolers came up for 2 days at Paul Smith College to work with writers that we brought up from Brooklyn. And one of the young writers, she was telling me, she goes, every time I write, I reveal things about myself that you couldn't get out of me by waterboarding me. But by writing it, I like reveal my own, you know, motivations. And she even said, she goes, sometimes it's not pretty. She goes, but it's real and it's honest. And I only get that way when I write. So whether you're writing or, you know, telling an oral story, I think that, you know, your own experiences are revealed to you in a way that's really human, but also fun and exciting and connecting and stuff. So our Howells are really a lot of fun.
I just want to go over this because I think it's an interesting aspect, which is, so you go up for 5 minutes and you perform, to an extent, perform these stories, no notes, and you're on your own, no props. And yet you've used the term a couple of times in our conversation so far about crafting the story. So when it comes to the mission of the Adirondack Center for Writing, I mean, the writing is at the center of this initially, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, just to be clear, I don't recommend people write their stories and then memorize them before a Howell. Sometimes people do that, and I don't recommend doing that. I do recommend crafting your stories, telling your story with intentionality, like to know that you have a beginning and a middle and an end and a point to your story. But I don't recommend writing it and then memorizing it for a couple reasons. One, then that becomes a recitation and not a performance.
Right.
But also, people get too worried about messing up their words, and they stumble, and then they get all, you know, nervous and they lose their place in their mind. So I do not recommend people write their stories out and memorize them for the stage. I recommend that you think your stories through, craft them in a way that is compelling. You know, you should have narrative structure. You should have a beginning and a middle and an end. The ending is super important. And I can get really nerdy about storytelling, but like here is a fact. You can have a really great story, but you kind of flub the ending and the story does not go over well. Meanwhile, you can have kind of a mediocre story, but you have a fantastic last line and people will think it was a fantastic story. Like the ending really does matter. And I think that's a different way of storytelling than most people are used to. So like when you tell a story, let's say around the dinner table, you get to sort of the end and everyone's laughing, let's say, if it's a funny story. By then, it kind of becomes a conversation, right? Because then your listeners are like, oh, I can't believe that happened to you. And then, you know, it goes back and forth a little bit. But when you're standing on the stage and you end, all of the, I can see it cross people's faces. They're like, oh, I have to actually finish this. Like,
right.
I can't just sort of, you know, mumble at the end like I do when I'm standing at a dinner table. And there is a moment of panic I see quite regularly. So crafting your story doesn't necessarily mean writing it down, but it does mean plucking out the meaning behind it. So what I always say, and this is my own personal opinion, but the difference between an anecdote and a story is an anecdote is when you tell what happened, and a story is when you try to suss out why it happened. So it doesn't always have to have like this big bow ending, like, and that's where, you know, I learned.
Right.
But it should have a point, like some sort of meaning, like with me with spilling the food all over people. Yes, I am indeed clumsy. Yes, we should all just own the fact that I clearly cannot serve food without spilling it on people. But the real reason behind it was because I was having a identity crisis. I wanted these cowboys to see me the way I saw myself. And, you know, I just had to accept that they weren't going to. And that was okay. And so the difference is that while I was crafting my story, I was thinking, why was I like this? Why did this matter to me so much? And that's what I mean by crafting it, is when you start tugging out threads and finding meaning behind it. And so, yeah, but I don't recommend people actually write their stories out, because that'll mess you out.
The Howl Story Slam happens November 12th at 7:30 at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, put on by the Adirondack Center for Writing. What else is going on at the center as we have our last moment or two together?
So, first of all, the Howls are also presented by MCPR. They're our partners in this. So we both co-sponsor this event. But there's a lot going on at ACW. We have two programs for teens actually coming up. We have a Zoom tomorrow night. It's an editorial meeting where we do a monthly column in the local paper called Teen Speaks. And any teen writer, they can write about what matters to them. So if you know a teen or if anyone's out there listening, and we pay them $50 to write this essay, there's an editorial Zoom tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Just reach out to ACW and we'll give you the link. And then there's another one, another Zoom on the 20th. We're launching a teen podcast that will be all content driven by teens. And so that is also, we need content, we need writers, we also need video and sound engineers. There's a lot of different roles that would be needed to have this program be as successful as we expect it to be. So that too would be a Zoom editorial meeting on the 20th. So anybody who knows a teen who's interested in writing or storytelling in any way, they should reach out to us. So those are two big opportunities. And then we have a lot of online writing workshops starting in January and February from every genre. We have usually 3 to 5 different online workshops. So we have a lot of different opportunities coming up. We always do. We're very busy. We're a little compulsively busy over here. Thanks for writing.
The Adirondack Center for Writing will have its Howl Story Slam at Cafe Lena in Saratoga on November 12th at 7:30. And also the other story Story Slam happening in Tupper Lake on November 18th. You can find information about those events and all of the events that Natalie just mentioned by going to their website, which is AdirondackCenterForWriting.org, AdirondackCenterForWriting.org. Natalie, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you for the wonderful work, and have a wonderful time in Saratoga.
I really appreciate giving me this time. Thanks so much.
Be well. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.